Victor Alpha 7, Lima, Golf November on RBT.
Good morning, Victor Alpha 7, Lima, Golf November, V7QH Mobile.
Morning. Yeah, I'm mobile as well, heading to work.
Yes, sir. Headed through the construction zone here in Alder Grove. Headed for Langley today.
Oh, that's much less fun. I'm Sum 128 heading to Scarwood Station, so it's not so bad, but I'm running late today. I my alarm goes off 45 minutes before I'm supposed to get going, and then, you know, I still end up in bed until 5 minutes before I'm supposed to leave. Oops.
Well, I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one. That catches me a lot of the time, too.
Well, that's okay. We'll get to work when we get to work. We'll get some work done. We'll come home, and then we'll do it all again tomorrow. Well, except I'm working from home tomorrow, so that's all right.
Well, that's nice. You get to do a bit of a hybrid schedule there. I'm on a similar hybrid, but I need to be in the office all week this week. I'm putting together some buildings, adding solar panels and such. So I have to sort of be in the shop in order to do that. So I'm going into Langley every day today, or every day this week.
Yeah, I guess you can't telecommute a solar panel onto a house, eh? Yeah, I'm 3 and 2, so 3 from home, 2 downtown. Company seems pretty set on that, which is nice. I kind of wish they would have kept the "you only need to come in when you need to come in," but they changed that when everybody else did. Alas, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's, a hybrid schedule is better than having to go in every day, but not having to go in at all would be even better.
Yeah, true enough. Although, you know what, I work with really good people, so it is nice to see them occasionally, and, twice a week isn't so bad. It'd be nice if the office was a little closer, but they insist on having it downtown.
Yeah, for sure. Same here. I commute in from Agassiz every morning, so I'm about an hour and a half each way, but I get to drive the company vehicle, so it doesn't really cost me anything.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it's my own personal vehicle, so if I want to drive all the way in, it's about an hour and a bit, and parking's $50 a day, though, so yeesh. I just drive to SkyTrain and park there. It's about $12 a day, $15 a day, something like that, with the SkyTrain fare and parking, so...
Yeah, I mean, well, this is me showing my, coming from Chilliwack, but I think I'd rather take the train and then drive downtown any day.
Oh, there's definitely an aspect of that. My old office used to be on Canby Street, and you could mostly avoid driving downtown. You'd come over the viaduct and... either in over the viaduct or I'd come in over the Canby Street Bridge, and traffic wasn't so bad in the morning. I could get relatively cheap parking while we were there, and you really only drove between the Canby Street Bridge and the viaduct. and on the way home, it was very much the same thing. You just right onto the bridge, and away you go. Although sometimes turning left onto that bridge was sketchy.
Yeah, one of my coworkers lives down there, or down near downtown anyway, and I had to take him in. I had to take him home because his vehicle broke down one day, and that was an eye opener. It was my first time downtown, and I'm in a long box truck, and so that was an eye opener. That was a bit stressful.
Yeah, my wife steadfastly refuses to drive in Vancouver, and I mean like over the Arthur Lang, no, not the Arthur Lang, over the Oak Street is Vancouver for her, so, well, I mean, technically it's Vancouver, right, but, yeah, whatever, I'll drive anywhere with anything at this point, but I definitely do not envy driving downtown in a long box.
Yeah, I try to avoid it, but I'll do it if I have to, but no, I never caught your name. I believe we've chatted before, but I'm horrible with names.
Oh, yeah, no worries. My name's Andrew. You might have heard me on the Rainbow Country Net. I'm one of the guest lecture net controllers.
Okay, Andrew, yeah, I recognize the call sign and I recognize the voice, but, yeah, I'm horrible with names. The name here is Austin, V7QH Mobile.
Is it Uniform Hotel? What's the call sign?
Quebec Hotel, V7 Quebec Hotel.
Okay, got it. I'll try and remember it. I'm likewise bad enough that I gotta remember somebody's name, now I gotta remember somebody's call sign, and well, you know how that goes. Are you going to the Maple Ridge swap meet this weekend?
I'm going to make an attempt to be there. I'm not really sure what's going on this weekend yet for me, but if I'm available, I'm going to go. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
It is Sunday.
Okay, yeah, I should be able to be there, but I never know.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. And schedules change, right? I'm going to try to be there. I'm trying to harangue my buddy into coming, too. He did the Surrey basic course. He hasn't written his exam yet, though, so I got to get on him about trying to do that again, and I'm trying to drag him out to the swap meet to look at all the junk out there. I mean, precious radio stuff out there, and see what the community's like.
Yeah, for sure. I usually go out just to try and put some faces to names, and sometimes I go home with a piece that I've been looking for, or didn't even know I was looking for.
Yeah, you can get lucky with some stuff sometimes. I went home with a sideband radio last year. That was kind of cool, like a 2-meter sideband. Old Yaesu thing. It's from the early 1980s, I think. I can't remember. But I hardly ever plug it in. I only have one antenna, and switching it out is always a pain in the butt, and there's only very limited sideband, but it looks very cool sitting on my desk.
Yeah, the old 80s base station, those are always cool, and I had an old ICOM sideband radio. It's more from the 90s. It was ICOM 271, and I loved that radio. That was my favorite radio of all time, and unfortunately the CPU board in it, because it was one of the first radios that had like a CPU in it, The CPU failed in it, and of course there's no replacements for those, so I ended up giving the radio to a friend who I know is handy with electronics, and he's holding on to it in the hopes he comes across the processor one day.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Maybe there'll be another unit, and one of them can be parted out. I have a what is it? It's an FT-101E, old Yaesu 1970s tube amp or tube radio, and I'm afraid to turn it on. I finally got the power cord for it late last year, but I can't bring myself to plug it in lest I end up blowing it up. So I'm waiting until I can find some time to sit down with a friend of mine and plug through it, have a look at the caps, have a look at the tubes, and see if it'll actually work without exploding.
Yeah, and if I'm not sure if you're familiar with the YouTube channel, but if I learned anything from the channel Mr. Carlson's Lab, it's don't plug in tube gear unless you've gone through it and make sure it's good to go, because you can damage it beyond repair just by plugging it in to see if it works, kind of thing. So no, a good thorough inspection of it is probably called for, especially being, what is that, 40 to 50 years old now?
It's got to live on the HVE-780CT.
Morning, Larry. Yeah, exactly. I'm not willing to put any tube money into it, if you know what I'm saying.
I know. I've always found that, I've always just, will it work to plug it in? But what is it? What radio is it?
Oh, I'm talking about my FT-101E.
Yeah, they can be fun. I did have one, and I had it. I tried tuning it up and everything, and it was really finicky, and then all of a sudden it just stopped working. It was like, I gave it to Gary, Golf Papa Romeo, and he's got it sitting at his place now.
Well, if anybody can get it working, it'll be Gary. All right, I got to merge here, so I'm going to put the radio down, and then I'm just at the SkyTrain. So, good talking to you both. VA7LGN out. 7-3.
Yeah, dude, have a good day. VE7LGT. 7-3.
Good chatting with you, Andrew. 7-3. V7KH Malone.
Who was the other station in there?
That would be me, VE7QH Mobile.
Sorry, I got into a dead spot here in our parking lot. How's that now?
Oh, we got you now. This is VE7QH Mobile.
Wait, okay, so it's C7 Lima Golf Tango, Dave Larry here.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Name here is Austin, like the city in Texas, and rolling through Langley here, headed into work.
We're about to Langley here, rolling through right now. I'm actually sitting in the Canadian Tire parking lot.
Well, I don't think I'm technically in Langley yet, but I just got off at the 232nd exit here, headed for Glover Road, and then ultimately down near, I think it's KPU, down near where the new hospital is getting put in anyway.
New hospital at 232nd?
Well, you have to go down to the Langley Bypass. I wish I knew the street name. 52nd Avenue, I think.
The only new hospital I know going around the area here is the one on number 10 highway in Cloverdale, the Cloverdale Hospital. Oh, they're always building something. But, yeah, no, like I said, it's, you are in Langley. If you're at 232nd, you're definitely in Langley. Oh, it is Alder Grove. Same thing.